Texas grandma killed by Tesla crashing into home, driver claims autopilot active. By Lucas Nolan on June 22, 2026. A Tesla Model 3 crashed into a residence in Katy, Texas, killing a 76-year-old grandmother who was inside the home. The driver claims he was using Elon Musk's autopilot software at the time of the crash. Electric reports that 76-year-old Martha Vila died Friday evening after Michael Butler's Tesla Model 3 struck her daughter's home at a high rate of speed. The Harris County Sheriff's Office reported that Avila was inside the residence when the vehicle crashed through the structure. A surveillance camera captured the disastrous impact. Emergency responders transported Avila to a nearby hospital by helicopter, where medical personnel pronounced her dead. The incident has left her family devastated and searching for answers about how the tragedy occurred. Jennifer Barber, Avila's daughter, expressed her grief and shock at the sudden loss. "I think her life was cut very short," Barber told Q11. "My mom is super generous and sweet. She was super healthy, she was 76. On no medication, nothing, had no health issues. She would have made it to 100 like my grandma." According to Terry Albritton, constable for Harris County Precinct 5, Butler told police that he had the vehicle operating on autopilot when the crash occurred. Butler was also taken to a hospital for treatment following the incident. The Harris County Sheriff's Office noted that he showed no signs of intoxication and has been cooperating with investigators. The investigation into the crash remains ongoing, and it is unclear whether Butler will face any criminal charges in connection with the incident. The Harris County Sheriff's Office Vehicular Crimes Division has taken over the investigation. Photographs from the crash scene reveal extensive damage to the home, with debris scattered across the yard and a large hole torn through the front of the structure. Barbara told local media that she lived in the home with her husband and three children, and that the Tesla had crashed directly into the children's playroom. "Thankfully, no children were harmed. My three kids were at my neighbor's when we went to the hospital to check on my mom. And then they told us they couldn't save her," Barbara said. "We came back and we told the kids. The kids are devastated, and we brought them back to the hotel. We've been here since. I'm still wearing the same clothes from yesterday. I don't know if it's his fault or the car's fault or what really happened. I've never seen a car go that fast." The family has been displaced from their home, which authorities have deemed uninhabitable while the investigation continues. They have been staying in temporary housing since the incident occurred Friday evening. To help cover emergency living expenses and funeral costs, the family has established a GoFundMe campaign. The fundraising page explains the family's difficult situation, stating that the home is now uninhabitable and under investigation, forcing the family into temporary housing while they cope with their loss. As of Sunday, no charges had been filed in connection with the crash, according to reports from Q11. The Harris County Sheriff's Office has not provided additional comments on the ongoing investigation. Read more at Electric here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.